Gold Light, Gold Room. Written by 8-Bit Skeleton. Fandom: Stray Kids. Read by Pieces of Stars. When Minho gets to the hotel room, Felix is already asleep. He knew this would be the case, given that Felix's last text to him was, "I'm not gonna fall asleep." It's to be expected, though. Felix has been in 3 different time zones in the past 2 days, running through as many photo shoots and designer fittings as he could, so that he won't be bothered. So that they won't be bothered. Given how much of a whirlwind Minho's last week has been, he's not privy to all the details of Felix's hustle and bustle. Minho himself had managed to cram a music video shoot, a variety show, and the recording of an award acceptance speech into his last days in Seoul before he was able to get away to the promise of peace. To Felix. The sight of Felix's sleep-soft face makes his breath come out as a sigh. It feels like it's been years since he last saw him, despite the fact that Minho checks Felix's Instagram nightly, catching up on what show he's walking for or what brand he's shooting for next. But even after all this time, Minho's still getting used to being apart. Those first few years of being in Felix's presence daily had spoiled him. He'd grown used to Felix being a solid presence in his changing lineup of backup dancers. Used to seeing him in the practice rooms of Minho's company preparing for concerts and comebacks and music videos right there alongside Minho. Felix still thanks Minho for giving him enough of an opportunity to launch his modeling career, but Minho is too aware that Felix's potential was too much for him to stay out of the limelight. The fact that Minho was there to watch it happen firsthand is something he will always cherish. He's quiet in the bathroom as he washes up, drowsiness tugging at his consciousness. Now that he's here, Felix's mere presence seems enough to lull him into a sense of tranquility. Once all of the lights are off and the windows are closed, Minho slips into bed next to Felix, the expensive cotton infused with Felix's warmth already. He nudges closer to Felix, careful to keep from disturbing him. As he usually does, Felix gravitates toward him, even in sleep, seeking touch and comfort by instinct. Minho sighs when he gets to scoop Felix into his arms, the scent of him familiar and comforting. He's home. The room is bathed in sunlight when Minho cracks his eyes open. It's like he's in a dream, everything tinted gold and warm, even the presence that hovers over him. Felix's hair is a crown of blonde, messy from sleep and shining in the light, a halo. His smile is as blinding as the sun itself, his eyes glimmering when he meets Minho's.
"I don't remember ordering a wake-up call,"
Minho says just to watch Felix's face light up with laughter.
"You're getting one anyway."
Felix leans down and shakes his head, bumping their noses together, strands of hair tickling Minho's face. From the proximity, Minho's lashes brush against Felix's cheeks when he blinks, peppering butterfly kisses on the freckle-dusted skin. The tickle of Minho's movements makes Felix lean back, nose crinkled in amusement. Minho can't help but bring his hand up to cup Felix's cheek, the most irrational part of him making sure this is real, that they're here together, that this isn't Minho's imagination running away from him. Felix snuggles into his palm, closing his eyes as he revels in the touch. It makes Minho's heart sigh fondly.
"You should have woken me when you got here,"
Felix mutters. He opens his eyes.
"I wanted to see you."
"You're seeing me now, aren't you?"
A sharp smile overtakes Felix's lips.
"I'd like to see more of you."
Minho arches a brow.
"How so?"
"I'll give you a hint."
Felix leans down further and presses their dry lips together. They tangle in the sheets, joy and warmth spilling over into their movements and filling the air around them. Water laps against the rocks gently, accentuated by the sounds of their quiet steps. Birds sing in the canopy above them, leaves rustling in the midday wind. Minho feels calm in a way he hasn't been able to access in a while, not since the last time he saw Felix. When they get to the bottom of the stairs, they can see how the shrine's gate peeks out of the water as if it grew there, sprouted from the rocks and algae in a shock of red.
Hyung?
Felix calls, and Minho reaches out to take the phone from him, already open to the camera app. It's as instinctual as breathing to know what Felix is asking for without needing to hear another word. Felix poses with all the grace of a seasoned model, his body moving with the fluidity of someone who used to be a dancer. The angles of him are as familiar to Minho as his own body, a combination of all those hours spent together going over the choreography of Minho's songs and what it all led to when Felix made the first move. When he'd asked Minho for more guidance directly rather than going to any of the other dancers. How those long sessions in the practice room set the stage for the way they slid into each other's orbits. Two planets sharing a gravitational pull. The pictures turn out perfectly, as pictures of Felix often do. Minho takes a few purposefully blurry ones, too. A little mark of teasing in his affection. None of them take away from Felix's beauty somehow.
Come here, Felix beckons. I want one with you.
Minho looks around, quickly finding a spot to prop the phone up, leaning it on the ground between a tree and its roots. He bends at the waist to frame the shot, his pose purposefully silly in how he looks at the screen upside down, a move made just to hear Felix giggle at him. The shot is good in that imperfect way Minho likes, and so he sets the timer off and jogs over, running right into Felix's open arms. Before Felix can say anything, Minho walks back to set the timer off again, knowing that Felix will want more than one of them together. He jogs back into place next to Felix, smiling small until the camera shutter clicks. When he looks up and sees Felix's pleased smile, he drops a quick kiss onto his lips just to see it grow. While Felix is laughing softly, Minho takes out his phone and opens the camera. The first few selfies he takes aren't as polished as they could be, but Minho still finds it all perfect. Authentic in a way neither of them can be in their careers. He drops a messy kiss onto Felix's cheek while the camera snaps, each picture more blurry than the one before from their movements. Felix repays the favor, dropping a loud kiss on Minho's cheek, and Minho turns to catch him before he leans back, pressing their lips together. Felix sighs softly, melting into the kiss, and it takes most of Minho's focus to keep the camera up for a few more pictures. Time blurs with Felix this close, cocooned in the cover of nature with nothing to disturb them, a moment encased in amber, perfect and delicate and sweet enough to leave Minho aching with affection. When the kiss breaks, their foreheads press together, their lips still only a hair's breadth away. They bask in each other's space, matching their breaths as if they share a set of lungs. Minho wishes that was the case, that he and Felix were so inextricable as to never be separated again. Another sigh has Felix pulling back first, fondness so clearly etched on his every feature. He reaches down to twine their fingers together, and Minho squeezes his hand, echoing that same fondness back at Felix easily. They're facing each other when Minho snaps the final picture, eyes connected and hands tangled. Dinner is a quiet affair in a private room of their hotel's restaurant, filled with good food and a few drinks. Felix tells Minho about his latest trip to Milan, while Minho recounts how he'd just been asked to make a regular appearance as a judge on a competition show. The conversation shifts to the preparations Minho is making for his comeback, and how Chungbin is keeping him on track. In turn, Felix laughs about Chris's workaholic tendencies, and they both conspire to send their managers off on a joint vacation so they can relax together and maybe work out whatever tension they've always had between them. In a small lull right after Minho's fed Felix something off his plate, Felix nudges Minho's foot under the table, his smile soft and underlit by candlelight. "We should collaborate again someday," he mutters. "I miss being on stage with you." Minho knows deep down that their schedules barely ever align, that they have to carve out moments like these with sheer willpower and stubbornness. They have to force their time together and strong-arm the world until it bends enough for them to get a pocket of peace. Impermanence is their life at this moment, but in a few years, Minho's career will slow down, and Felix will be established enough that he can pick and choose his gigs. For now, this is what they have to do, how they have to live, apart until they force it.
"Yeah,"
Minho says.
"I miss dancing with you, too."
The promise of someday is what keeps them going. Moonlight spills over their skin while Minho counts Felix's freckles, following the trail of stardust down his neck and over his shoulders. They're nearly sharing a pillow, facing each other while they simply look at each other, drinking their fill. Minho basks in it, memorizing Felix's face all over again, filling in the details that have become blurry in their time apart. Felix cups Minho's face, fingers grazing his cheekbone. He blinks at him, slow and careful as a cat, and Minho blinks back, inventing a code in his head that he knows Felix is able to translate without being given a key. The small smile that tries to form on Felix's face vanishes a second later, replaced by a flash of sadness, there and gone in a second. Minho knows what the look means because it's weighing on his soul, too.
"I wish," Felix murmurs.
He doesn't have to say more to be understood, the silence between them stretching and solidifying every desire they can't indulge. Minho wraps his fingers around Felix's hand, lifting it just enough for him to turn his head and graze a kiss on the inside of Felix's wrist, right over the delicate skin.
"Me too."
The sun is setting when they wrap robes around themselves and step onto their private terrace. Steam curls off the stone bath, catching the golden light in its wisps. Minho expects the water to be hot when he pokes his toe in, but it's just this side of overwarm. Comfortable enough to have him slipping in immediately. Felix plunges in right after, brushing their bare skin together as they settle into something comfortable. Minho ends up with his back pressed to Felix's chest, cradled between Felix's thighs, his arms wrapped around Minho's waist. In the ensuing quiet, Felix strokes over Minho's stomach and up his ribs, incapable of keeping his hands still when faced with the possibility of physical touch. Minho relaxes into it, warm and comfortable as he melts under Felix's hands.
"I want to come back someday," Felix murmurs. "I like it here."
"That's nice, right?"
Felix hums in agreement. The movement of his hands is soothing, but they don't make Minho any less aware of what he's about to say.
"We can."
He swallows, his voice low and soft as if he's afraid of startling Felix.
"We can come back for our honeymoon if you want."
Felix gasps, wrapping his arms around Minho's body in order to drag them closer together. He digs his face into the crook of Minho's neck, his exhale shuddering on the pulse point.
"Yes."
His voice trembles against Minho's throat.
"Of course, young.
Young Boko.
Minho sighs out, and it sounds like a prayer. He curls into Felix further, trying to press them close enough to house Felix's heartbeat in his own chest, as if they're one being. The end. Thank you for listening.
Whoa. Surprise!
Happy birthday, my friend. I hope your birthday is wonderful. One of my favorite Franz Kafka quotes is, "Youth is happy because it has the ability to see beauty. Anyone who keeps the ability to see beauty never grows old." So those of us who love K-pop are never growing old.